Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The snowstorm is over across Minnesota, but much cooler air has moved in. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Beitlich says some of the snow melted Sunday with highs in the 20s and 30s.
The concern is that those wet surfaces are going to become ice covered, and we're still going to have slick spots.
MnDOT is reporting partially and fully ice covered roads in southern Minnesota. High temps today are going to struggle to get out of the teens with strong northwest winds. MnDOT says all state highways and I-90 are back open in south central Minnesota, though. The interstate has been closed from Albert Lea to Worthington since Sunday night. Officials say many highways remain under a no-travel advisory due to icy conditions. Drivers are urged to slow down and travel according to MnDOT. More proposals to fight the fraud problem in Minnesota will be unveiled this week at the Capitol. MNN's John Anderson with a preview.
Fraud remains the center point of the legislative session. MNN has learned the DFL Senate caucus will announce their package of bills to fight fraud. The difference with this one is the Senate DFL holds the one majority at the Capitol. AI gets more discussion over regulations to protect children and consumers. The Judiciary Committee will take up a ban of sales of ghost guns. Ghost guns are privately manufactured and have no serial number to be traced. And the House Elections Committee looks at a bill that would require voter ID verification before an absentee ballot can be delivered by mail. From the Capitol, John Anderson for MNN.
A bill that would make Metro Transit the exclusive transit provider in the Twin Cities will be heard by the House Ways and Means Committee. Bill author GOP Representative John Kosnick of Lakeville says the original rationale for the opt-out suburban providers no longer exists.
Suburban agencies were created in the 80s because suburban communities were paying local property taxes into the regional bus system and wanted a voice in how those local taxes were being invested in service.
The Metropolitan Council would take over in July 2027, requiring an implementation plan for transit consolidation. State Futures is launching two new tools today to help state lawmakers coordinate responses to what they call harmful federal actions. The Federal Response Coalition brings together nearly 100 legislators from 33 states to push back against federal overreach with a focus on civil liberties and aggressive immigration enforcement. This is the final day to bid on items in the state fair's online surplus auction. Spokesperson Maria Hayden says they have some historic things up for sale.
So hundreds of different state fair items. A lot of them are equipment that have been retired from use. We've got some really cool old parking signs from our old animal named lots. The other big item that we've got are the seats from the Lee and Rose Warner Coliseums.
She says those original 1951 seats were retired during the renovation project. The University of Minnesota's women's basketball team plays Green Bay in the NCAA tournament opener Friday at Williams Arena. The 22-8 Golden Gophers earned home court advantage for the first and second round games. This is MNN.